out in one piece.
Activist Radio is on the air. You have tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Mark Harrington here live on the Mark Harrington Show from the Created Equal Studios here in Columbus, Ohio, folks. And today we've got a really important show for you to be watching today. It's important that you stay tuned to the Mark Harrington Show because Americans are without excuse for abortion. I mean, the word is out. What is it? 45 years now. We can no longer claim ignorance as to what's going on. And I think this has been true for quite a long time, actually. And Created Equal, the organization that I head up, is in the business of exposing what abortion is and does. And we're going to do that today on the program, as well as we're going to be talking about some other subjects. And one of those is, as you well know, if you pay attention to politics, that the Republican tax reform bill is poised at this moment to pass the United States Senate. Now, you might think, well, what does that have to do with abortion? Well, I'm going to tell you. And then finally, I've got some good news on the end of this program that hopefully will lighten your spirits as about the trends regarding abortion and the pro-life movement. So stick around for the next 45 minutes to an hour here on the Mark Harrington Show. And by the way, we come to you live every Thursday at 1 p.m. on the program here on Facebook and other media platforms that you can tune in live or also listen to the program 24/7 on as a podcast. So let's get into the program. We're going to be talking about this sting operation that was conducted by my good friends Bud and Tara Shaver from Abortion Free New Mexico. Now, Bud and Tara reside in Albuquerque. I know Albuquerque well. You know why? Because I went to jail in Albuquerque. Because Albuquerque was the first city in America that attempted to pass, I think that was in late-term abortion, because Southwest Women's Options is the late-term abortion center there in Albuquerque, and it's probably the largest late-term abortion clinic in America. And the city of Albuquerque was attempting to pass a 20-week ban just for the city. This had never been done before. And so I went down there to assist and got arrested outside of a polling center. And I think that was in 2014 or something. So I know Bud and Tara well. I appreciate the work that they do there at Abortion Free New Mexico. And they have been exposing late-term abortion with these undercover sting operations. That is, these phone calls to late-term abortion centers. And they've been releasing these audio tapes over the last several weeks showing what is going on in a late-term abortion facility. And the most recent this might sign, and the most recent one is a phone call made to the late-term abortion facility in Bethesda, Maryland, run by notorious late-term abortionist Leroy Carhart. Mr. Producer, if you would just put his mug up on the screen. Let me talk about this thug for a second. Can I say? I mean, I know this might sound unkind, but this man is a monster. This man is a pig. Now, I know no one's beyond the redemption of Jesus Christ, but this guy has been slaughtering late-term preborn babies for decades. And just recently, he got run out of of another part. Where was that? In Germantown, Maryland, the person that was renting in the building no longer wanted to put up with them and the protesters that were outside his abortion facility. So just like whack-a-mole, you know, you shut him down here. What did he do? He went across the state to Bethesda and started another chop shop where he slaughters preborn children. This guy is the worst of the worst. Look, I mean, look at him. I mean, he doesn't even look like I don't even want to go there. This guy's a pig. But anyway, so he started this new chop shop in Bethesda, a late-term abortion facility. And Bud and Tara did an undercover sting operation by calling his clinic, so-called clinic. By the way, they aren't clinics. Clinics are where people get healed. And abortion is not a procedure. It's a killing method. It's an extermination. Either one of those words or terms to describe abortion. But anyway, it's a late-term abortion facility in Bethesda, Maryland, that she just opened up. And if you would cue up the video, this is on YouTube, but it's an audio tape of the undercover sting operation. And what you're going to hear here is the undercover person calling and asking if they can have a late-term abortion on a healthy 26-week-old child. Now, let me just put a little context here just so you understand. Here we have a 20-week preborn baby. A 26-week preborn baby is what she's talking about in this undercover sting audio. So a little bit bigger, a little bit abortion-free about in this undercover sting audio. So a little bit bigger, a little bit more developed and older than the one that I'm holding in my hand. Just to give you context, this is happening every day in America, and more, we are without excuse. Go ahead and play that audio clip, the undercover sting operation phone call from abortion-free Mexico.
Abortion Clinic Center, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys do abortions at 26 weeks of pregnancy.
We do in Maryland.
Okay. How much does something like that cost?
It just depends on your medical history.
Okay.
Be here. Is it for you, hun?
Yes.
Hun.
Okay. Do you have a history of having any
C-section? I don't think so.
So based on...
Hun.
Do you have any major medical problems at all?
No.
Is there anything wrong with you or your pregnancy?
No.
What's your height and weight?
5'3", and I'm 165.
Okay. And do you know your blood type?
A positive.
Okay. So based on that information, at 26 weeks, it's $7,000.
Okay. Well, I was just mostly wanting to get some information. I've sort of been going back and forth on my decision, so I wanted to see how much it was and if you guys could actually do it. Are you able to tell me, what the procedure is?
Yeah. Basically,
why don't we stop there, Mr. Producer, if we would. Couple things there. You can tell that the person making the undercover phone call, she says she's a healthy mother with a healthy baby. And yet the person on the other side of the phone call works at the abortion mill, late-term abortion mill, basically says, oh, it's cool. You know, we do abortions in Maryland at 26 weeks. Now, I want to be clear here. There is no difference in the mind of God between a 26-week preborn baby and an 8-week preborn baby. They are all made in his image. They're all created in his image from conception. Therefore, there's nothing more egregious about a 26-week abortion than there is an 8-week abortion. It still kills a preborn baby made in the image of God. They're image bearers of God. I have a guy, Leroy Carhart, this murderous individual that's willing to tear apart preborn babies is something that needs to be dealt with. So if you would, Mr. Producer, put up the photo. This is not pro-life propaganda, by the way. If you're Googling your pregnancy and you're at 26 weeks, you're going to find images like this online. This is a medical website to help moms who are pregnant understand the stages of development during pregnancy. That's what this is. This isn't pro-life propaganda. This is reality. This is what a baby looks like at 26 weeks. This is what these are the children that Leroy Carhart is killing in Bethesda, Maryland, and that this undercover individual is calling their clinic and asking to have an abortion. So what we want to do here is I'm going to show you a video from live action that includes the narration of an induction abortion, which is what they're talking about here in Bethesda, Maryland, this abortion mill. An induction abortion narrated by Dr. Anthony Levitino. Now, Dr. Levitino is an MD. He's an OBGYN and a former abortionist, someone who has killed himself over 1,000 children in his lifetime. So he talks from experience. Obviously, he's a repentant abortionist. He no longer provides abortions or does abortions, commits abortions. So he did this video for live action. And just so you get an idea of what we're dealing with here in a 26-week abortion, an induction abortion. So what we're going to do is take this one piece at a time. This first part of the video, will explain the abortion procedure. You know what, Mr. Producer, before we do that, would you go back to the abortion-free video? Because I don't think we got to hear the entire thing. Because in that, in the video, the undercover video or audio, they talk about the procedure using a medicine called digoxin. So if you would, can you play that again? Because I want to make sure we do this in sequence. If you would, finish off that first video.
Up until 28 weeks, if there's no medical reason after 28 weeks, it's a case-by-case basis. And right now at 26 weeks, it's a three-day procedure while into the uterus and into the fetus's heart, which would actually stop the heartbeat the first day. And we also, on the first day...
Go ahead and stop it there. Digoxin. Okay, and so we're going to now go to this live action video where Dr. Levitino will describe what an induction abortion entails using digoxin to, as she says in the undercover audio, stop the heartbeat. Well, you know what that means. That means kill the baby. Go ahead and play that.
Today I'm going to describe a third trimester induced abortion, which is performed at 25 weeks to term. At this point, the baby is almost fully developed and viable, meaning he or she could survive outside the womb if the mother were to go into labor prematurely. Because the baby is so large and developed, this procedure takes 3 or 4 days to complete. On day one, the abortionist uses a large needle to inject a drug. When the needle pierces, the abortionist uses a large needle to inject a drug called digoxin. Digoxin is generally used to treat heart problems, but a high enough dosage of digoxin will cause fatal cardiac arrest. The abortionist inserts the needle with the digoxin through the woman's abdomen or through her vagina and into the baby, targeting either the head, torso, or heart. The baby will feel it. Babies at this stage feel pain. When the needle pierces the baby's body and the digoxin takes effect, the life of the baby will end. The abortion...
All right. Well, you get the idea. That is the induction, so-called induction method of abortion using digoxin. Because the baby is so large, this is what they need to do. They need to take a needle, as Dr. Levitino said, inserted through the abdomen, in phone calls through the bloodstream and get to the heart and kill the child. This is what they're doing in Bethesda, Maryland, folks. I know it may not be a shock to you. And I you know, I've been doing this for 20 years. And when I still, every day when I see this stuff, I can't believe it. And we have a facility, a building, a place where people answer the phone and take phone calls from women who want to go and do this to their baby. That's number one. And then they talk about it in cold clinical terms. Like, it's like going to get your teeth pulled or, you know, or go to some other kind of elective procedure, medical procedure. It's like no big deal. How do these people go home and sleep at night? I don't get it. I don't get it. I never will. Whether it's Leroy Carhart who's dismembering them, or Liv Carhart who's dismembering them, whether it's Leroy Carhart who's inserting a needle and putting the killing medicine of digoxin into the heart of a 26-week-old healthy preborn baby, or it's the person answering the phone that's describing the procedure to the baby. These people exist. It's hard to believe that they are living among us. And they go about their lives just as we do. But when they go to work, they work at a place where they tell people on the phone how to kill their preborn babies by sticking a needle into their heart and stopping the heartbeat and then dismembering the baby. I mean, I'm sorry, but I still feel like I'm not living on planet Earth. Or something's definitely wrong here. And what's even worse is now so many more people know about what's going on. This video and the other cover videos of the Center for Medical Progress, plus the videos that we play on large jumbotron screens across America and the college campuses that we go to showing abortion victims. I mean, we are now beyond the point of being without excuse in America. So more and more of this keeps coming out, and God just keeps revealing more and more about what we're doing in this country. And unfortunately, what we hear from most of the American people, including the Christian church for the most part, is one gigantic sigh. You know, no big deal. No big deal. I mean, I'm sorry. It's never going to be a no big deal to me. So here's what we're going to do. So that is how they begin this so-called procedure of killing a 26-week preborn baby, Leroy's baby, with the medicine of digoxin to stop the heartbeat and kill the baby. So let's go back, if you would, Mr. Producer, to the video, the undercover audio, if you will, from abortion-free New Mexico, talking about the second part of the procedure where they insert the lemon area. Go ahead.
And we also, on the first day, first and second day, basically are dilating your cervix. We insert what's called laminaria. It's an FDA-approved seaweed stick. Kind of looks just like a little small wooden stick.
Well, if it's FDA-approved, then it's got to be okay.
It expands kind of like a tampon will to be able to open your cervix up. Mm-hmm. And on the last day, which would be the third day, basically you would essentially be induced for a labor.
Oh.
And then if you wait until 27 weeks, it becomes 4 days. So
you didn't stop it there.
Usually be induced for a labor.
Oh.
And then if you wait until 27 weeks, it becomes 4 days. So first 3 days are dilation, and the last day is the induction.
Okay. And so when you say labor, you mean just like delivering the baby, or?
Yes, essentially it's a stillbirth.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then do I get pain medication throughout it all, or is it like high
pain? Go ahead and stop it there, Ms. Producer. I think we want to save that for later. A couple things in that clip there. She says it's FDA approved. So what? I mean, the FDA approves all kinds of things. This is a method to assist the killing of a late-term baby. The laminaria expands and therefore allows the baby to be born dead. That's how it works. Induction, you know, these are just words for killing a baby. Now let's go to the live action video where Dr. Levitine,
while the woman waits,
this phase of the abortion method, the induction abortion method.
Abortionist then inserts multiple sticks of seaweed called laminaria into the woman's cervix. They will slowly open up the cervix for delivery of a stillborn baby. While the woman waits for the laminaria to dilate her cervix, she carries her dead baby inside of her for 2 to 3 days. On day two, the abortionist replaces the laminaria and may perform a second ultrasound to ensure the baby is dead. If the child is still alive, he administers another lethal dose of digoxin. The woman then goes back to where she is staying while her cervix continues to dilate. If she goes into labor and is unable to make it to the clinic in time, she will give birth at home or in a hotel. In this case, she may be advised to deliver her baby into a bathroom toilet. The abortionist then comes to remove the baby and clean up. If she can make it to the
Let's go to the
during her severest contractions and deliver her dead son or daughter. If the baby does not come out whole, then the procedure becomes a D&E, a dilation and evacuation, and the abortionist uses clamps and forceps to dismember the baby piece by piece. Once the placenta and all the body parts have been removed, the abortion is complete. Late-term abortions have a high...
There you go. You can end it there. Now let's go to the abortion-free video or audio, the sting operation with the undercover individual talking once again to the person on the telephone from the Bethesda, Maryland, late-term abortion mill run by notorious abortionist Leroy Carhart. Go ahead and play that video.
Okay, and then, like, in terms of the fetus or the baby, like, do they, like, when they get the injection, or do you know?
Research has shown that the digoxin injection into the heart, I mean, there wouldn't be any pain. It would actually slowly stop the heartbeat, and then, of course, there's no pain after that.
Okay, and then, I don't really know much about, like, the development either. Like, is the fetus fully developed, do you know, or at that point?
What do you mean, fully developed?
Like, do they have, I mean, you're saying that they, like, it stops the heartbeat.
Right.
I'm just wondering, like, how developed it is.
Okay.
We can go ahead and stop it there. You know, she says the abortion clinic, receptionist, whoever's answering the phone there, the abortion mill, says there's no pain after that for the baby. No pain after that. Well, I can guarantee you there's pain before that. Not that pain is the reason we don't want to kill children or use digoxin, this long needle that's inserted into the abdomen that kills the baby by inducing a heart attack. But there's no pain after that. I mean, just the way we talk about abortion and the way pro-abortion people do it, it's this distancing. You know, they know darn well exactly what's going on. This woman answering the phone and talking to the undercover individual knows exactly what's going on in that clinic and that facility there. But the terms they use, you know, kind of gloss over everything. They're sterile, clinical, cold. Just like the people that work inside. You know, we talk about crimes against humanity. This is probably, abortion is probably, in my opinion, the first one that's been done in open, that this is probably at this point in history. Now, I know it's done before behind the four walls of an abortion mill, and we don't see it going on. But these types of undercover operations by the Center for Medical Progress, Abortion Free New Mexico and others, and the fact that we show video of abortion on college campuses and all across America and public squares, goes to the fact that this is probably the first form of genocide that's actually being written about, you know, that we've been able to watch almost happen before our very eyes to the public at large. And yet it continues. It continues on, even though we know it's happening and our government is currently keeping it going by actually providing tax Planned Parenthood. So kudos to Abortion Free New Mexico, Bud and Tara Shaver, for doing this undercover expose. You know, it's important for us to be informed about what's going on. But, you know, sometimes I wonder that even these types of exposés and even the things that we do, I wonder if it's enough for a nation that has rebelled against God, that no longer understands or follows his will, does not want to please God, and has forsaken his law. Maybe it won't matter anymore what we do. I don't know. I hope that we're not beyond the point of no return. But sometimes I wonder, and when I see exposés like this go online and people just yawn about them and like it's a normal day in America, it makes me wonder if we reached a point where we can no longer repair. So that's the video. If you want to go online, you can follow this on Abortion Free New Mexico's YouTube page or go to their Facebook page. I'm sure there's going to be more coming out about this. And so we wanted to just make sure that you were aware of what's going on. Now, some good news, two things that I want to share after sharing all this bad news about late-term abortion. Two pieces of good news. First of all, Mr. Producer, if you would put up the right now, the U.S. Senate is debating tax reform, as we all know, if you want to call it that. Tax reform. And the pro-abortion people are up in arms because this piece of legislation, tax reform, for the first time, is going to recognize unborn children as human beings from conception. Now, you might ask, well, how's that going to happen, Mark? Well, here's how it's going to happen. If you are like myself, have children who, maybe hoping to go to college, and as a parent, we can set up what's called a 529 savings plan for college. I've done that for my children, invested in that. It's tax-free. It earns interest tax-free. And you can write off your contributions once a year on your state income tax and federal income tax, from what I understand. Well, up until now, obviously, you're only able to deduct the contributions that you have made for your born children. Well, that's all changing now with this tax reform package. And the pro-abortion people are just going nuts over this. So this tax reform package will now allow you, if you are a parent of a pre-born baby, you can begin to contribute and so in to contribute to these 529 savings plans and write that off on your income tax from the point of conception. Now, think about that. It makes sense, right? We all recognize that is as pro-life people that life begins at conception. My children didn't come into the world once they were born. They came into the world at conception. And so it is with this tax reform plan that they are going to allow folks like myself or others who have babies and they're pre-born, they can now deduct that off of their taxes beginning at conception. Now, I mean, I think this is a great idea. The pro-abortion folks are just up in arms. Why is that? Because they've never seen an abortion they don't like. We've already been down the road and talking about this late-term abortion stuff. So, Abortion-Free New Mexico. They've never seen an abortion they don't like. And every single thing that we do, whether it's even just a smaller incremental step, like including your ability to deduct your contributions to a 529 plan that for your baby that's pre-born, even if it's that, they're going to go into orbit over this stuff. So, but this bill, and if you would, Mr. Producer, bring that up again. I want to read from it. It says the tax plan for the first time recognizes the unborn children, that unborn children are human beings at conception. And then quoting from the bill, apparently it says, nothing shall prevent an unborn child from being treated as a designated beneficiary, as it should be, I would assume, right? The plan says it defines an unborn child as a child in utero okay? Which means a member of the species Homo sapien, all right, that's a good thing, at any stage of development, who is carried in the womb. And there you go. Under the provision, parents will be permitted to name unborn children as beneficiaries of the 529 college savings plans. So there you go. If you weren't for tax reform before as a pro-lifer, you should be now, because there is a provision in this tax reform package before the Senate that includes this deduction for a beneficiary for preborn children. That's a good thing. But think about this just for a second, just to share the other side. That's only for wanted children, right? Parents who want their children care about all the wanted children, right? Parents who want their children can deduct the contribution off their taxes if they want their children, if they want their preborn children, if they are hoping that this child will go to college, therefore that child's wanted. But what about all the unwanted children? They're not going to get this provision, right? Because the parents of those children aren't thinking about college. They're thinking about killing their baby. They're not thinking about giving birth to that child or seeing that child through the 9 months of pregnancy or giving that baby over for adoption or anything else like that, or raising that child or parenting that child. They're thinking about killing that child. That child will not be reckoned now in the tax reform package because that child's not wanted by the parents. And here it is again, the schizophrenic nature of abortion law in America. If you're a parent of a baby that you want, preborn baby that you want, you can now, hopefully, deduct that contribution to the 529 on your taxes. But if you're a parent of a baby you don't want, who you want to kill, you won't be doing that. And so it is with so much of the law. If the child is protected, if the baby's wanted, but the child is not protected if the baby's unwanted, right? And so it is with the abortion distortion. Good step forward, and it does recognize the preborn baby at conception. It really only recognizes the wanted ones. And it continues this whole schizophrenic nature of abortion. But at least one more step, one more incremental step in recognizing the preborn baby at conception and gives parents of wanted children the option to deduct that on their income tax. Now, let's move on. Final bit of good news that I have to report here on the Mark Harrington Show, and that is that a U.S. abortion rates are at the lowest since 1973. That's good news. According to the Centers for Disease Control, who's been keeping track of abortions since 1973, the rate of abortion is now at the lowest rate since 1973. The rate of abortion is now at the lowest rate since 1973. And more importantly, and this is good news. Now, a lot of people say, well, Mark, that's because Planned Parenthood is using other methods of abortion, using, Mifeprax or RU486 or birth control, abortifacients, those kinds of things. You know, that may have some bearing on it. But the fact of the matter is surgical abortions are at the lowest rate that they have been since 1973. That's a good thing. No one can look at that and say that's a bad thing. Although some of the outliers in our movement who find, they find something wrong with some of the best news just because that's their shtick. But anyway, this is good news. And let's bring that home to Ohio. If you would, Mr. Producer, put up the graphic that shows the decline in the rate of Ohio. Since 2011, not coincidentally, I think, when Created Equal was founded in Ohio, this is our base of operations, abortions have slowly but surely decreased over that five-year period of time. Now, 20,672 abortions is way too many still, but continuing this downward downward spiral down as far as abortions in America or in America and across the state of Ohio shows that we are winning. Now, we are focusing all of our much of our efforts in the state of Ohio. We've been doing that now since 2011. And along with the other hard work, the work that's being done by organizations like Ohio Right to Life and others in the state, we are seeing the fruit of our labors. That is a decline in the rate of abortions over the last years, which is following the national trend. This is a good thing. I don't care what you say. This is a good thing, even if you think it may not have to do with the decreased overall numbers of babies being killed by, which includes other methods. The surgical abortion rate has been going down for a very long time. And over the last 5 years, they've been going down fairly drastically to the point that we are now in the state of Ohio and in the country as a whole at the lowest rate since 1973. And that's a good thing, despite all the other bad news out there, despite the fact that we are still killing these babies in late term abortion mills in Bethesda, Maryland, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, and other places like that. We are still seeing positive signs and trends across the country because of the hard work of the pro-life movement, because of the hard work of folks in our legislatures across America, including the state house here in Columbus. So I wanted to end on a positive note. I know I usually have a lot of grim news to report because it's a grim topic, but we are seeing some good results of the work that we've been doing here in the state of Ohio and across America. So folks, I ask you to continue to follow us on Facebook. Continue to tune in to us here at 1 p.m. on Thursday Eastern Time on the Mark Harrington Show here on Facebook and other media platforms. We'll be bringing to you more information as we continue to go out and change the culture one heart, one mind at a time on college and high school campuses, showing America what abortion is using the visual graphics of video and still imagery on college and high school campuses and public squares across America. 2018 is going to be a big year for us. We got huge plans to bring in plans, as Trump would say, huge plans as we go forward to continue to confront the American people with their abortion apathy and hopefully at some point bring about the repentance of the American people for the shedding of innocent blood. We continue to pray for our movement and for our leadership in Washington across America as we continue to fight the good fight and try to bring an end to the scourge of abortion in America and across the world. So thanks for tuning in. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go on equal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.